ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers if there is one thing which the hajj symbolizes perhaps more than anything else it is the coming together of muslims from all over the world from different countries coming together in Makkah for one reason only which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From every country in the globe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Muslims, all nationalities, all races, all colors, all tribes, families, and they all come together and they all live together for an extended period of time in Makkah, and then they travel together all the way to Arafah and then the back. And when I say all the way, it's not so much the distance, but it is the numbers, it is the confusion of that, and we know all this. But one thing which stands out in all of this is that despite the differences in culture, I mean, we all have the same religion, and that's why we all come together, because the one thing that bonds all these Muslims across the world is the religion, is Islam. There's nothing else. In every other way they are different. So that one Islam bond during that period of Hajj is so strong, alhamdulillah, that despite the fact that they don't understand each other because they speak completely different languages, they don't have a single word in common. Despite the fact that they look different, they walk and talk different, they eat different, they come from different places, they have different histories, they have different hopes and aspirations, they have different fears and apprehensions. Despite all the differences, I can, if I make a list of differences on one side and I make a sort of balance sheet of differences on one side and commonalities on one side, I can fill that paper with differences. And there is only one commonality, which is Islam. There is absolutely nothing else in common. Only one thing, which is that we are all Muslim. And that one bond is so strong that what is abundantly clear year after year after year is that in that entire period of Hajj, from the beginning to the end, there is not a single fight, there is not a single dispute, no one gets beaten, no one gets cursed, no one gets murdered. Although there are some people, wallah alam, they are begging to be murdered. I mean, they do things which, subhanAllah, it's like somebody coming and saying, please murder me. It's like that. But they are not. Their desire is not satisfied. Absolutely nothing. And you know and I know what happens when there are gatherings of a lot of people for any other reason in the world. They are all coming. The football games are a classic example. Again, people from all kinds of diversities joining together to watch football, and you know what happens. The whole stadium is trashed and people are fighting and these fans and whatnot. And it's not that the Muslims don't have differences. We, not only do we have differences with respect to all of these things which I mentioned, but we have, may Allah forgive us, we have lots of differences with regard to even our beliefs in Islam. Because when you go for Hajj, the Shia also goes, the Sunni also goes, the Barelvi also goes, the Hanafi goes, the Hanbali goes, the Shafi'i goes, the Salafi goes, the Maliki goes, everybody goes. The one who follows no mazhab goes. So there are even those differences. There are ideological and there are theological differences. Despite that, there is not a single fight. There is absolutely no dispute. There is no one cursing anybody. Nothing. And as I mentioned, it's not because there is no provocation. There is plenty of provocation. There is any amount of provocation. Muslims are Muslims, people are people, they will do things and they don't change. But something else is there. And that is what I want to talk about. And that something else is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Hajj, Allah said, La rafasa wa la fusuqa wa la jidala fil Hajj. Allah said, no shamelessness and no rebelliousness and no fighting and no wrangling and no quarreling during Hajj. And the Muslims take this hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so seriously that they do what they do not do otherwise, which is forgive. They forgive each other. And you can see, and I'm sure all of us who have been to Hajj, and those of you who have not been for Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the opportunity and tawfiq to go next year. We have seen this not once, we have seen this a million times. People forgive when they are asked for forgiveness. People forgive even when they are not asked for forgiveness. I mean, you are praying and somebody will just stamp on your foot and go away. I've seen people literally tripping over somebody else's neck and for no reason. I mean, there is place to go, but Allah knows best. The man wants to walk like that and he trips over the man's head and he goes. He doesn't even bother to say sorry, but nothing happens. And I can list the number of stuff. I'm not going to go into that now. But I'm saying that all of us know this. People forgive. That is just one reason, nothing else. There's only one reason which binds the Muslims together, which is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is the only thing which is common among all the people who come for that Hajj. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the kalima of the Shafi and the Hanafi and the Shia and the Sunni and the Barelvi and the Deobandi and the whoever and the whoever. On this one kalima, alhamdulillah, we do not differ. We differ on all other things, but it doesn't matter. When we go for Hajj, this one kalima binds us together like brothers and like sisters. And the one thing which saves us from fighting and from disputing is this forgiveness for each other. We forgive each other. We forgive each other, asked, unasked, whatever. Now, my question is very simple. My question is, and a reminder to myself and you, which is, that it is this hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La rafasa wa la fusuqa wa la jidala fil hajj. The same Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu amma nawaluhu, in his same kitab, al-Qur'an al-Kareem, which came to us from Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, the same Rabb also said, وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So what happened to that? The same Rabb said, hold to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firmly and together. وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah did not say fardan fardan, individual. No, jami'an, together. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. لَا وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا was enough. Hold to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together means do not dispute. This was enough. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced and said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not make tafriqat. Do not make farq. Do not make differences. Do not dispute. Do not create divisions amongst yourselves. So the same Rabb says something in one place and we obey it. And the same Rabb in the same kitab which came to us through the same Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this in another place and we have absolutely no disregard for it. I ask myself and ask you, how do you intend to answer Allah? Make sure you know how you are going to answer Allah. Because this question will be asked. This question will be asked. And it will especially be asked for those people who not only dispute but who create differences. Who create differences between Muslims, who create differences between brothers, who create differences between people, who make this thing and say, don't follow this one, don't follow that one, don't listen to this one, don't listen to that, don't pray behind this one, don't pray behind that one. Fear Allah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because on the day of judgment, you will be caught by your neck and you will have to answer how you created differences amongst the Muslims, on what basis. If you have a good enough answer between you and your Rabb, alhamdulillah. If you don't have that answer, then there is a price to pay. So I remind myself and you, let us make sure that we do not have this nifaq in our dealings. The Hajj is an example. The Hajj is a living example of lessons for us to learn, not only to leave behind in the Haram, not only to leave behind in Arafah and Mina, but to take home with us for not only that time, but for the rest of our lives. And that's why I started this whole series of lessons from Hajj. And alhamdulillah, today's lesson of universal brotherhood. What binds the Muslim to the Muslim is Islam, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the glue? The glue is forgiveness. We have to learn to forgive one another, no matter what, no matter what, unconditional forgiveness, asked or unasked, because that is what we want from Allah. Ask yourself this question: do you want unconditional forgiveness from Allah, or do you want Allah to forgive you on conditions? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts one single condition, then we are destined for the pit of the hellfire, let me assure you. One single condition is enough. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says one condition, which is, did you do what you did with sincerity? Did you have ikhlas in your amal? This one condition is enough to write Jahannam in our muqaddar. Let me make it very clear. One condition is enough. And there is not a single person on the face of the planet living today who can say that I will satisfy this condition. Not one single person. No matter who it is. If Allah catches us only on this ikhlas, just one ikhlas, we will all be sitting in the pit of the hellfire without exception. So we want unconditional forgiveness from our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Yes or no? Inshallah, we ask for it, we beg for it, we ask Allah to give it to us. Then let us try to practice that in our lives. Give unconditional forgiveness to your brother and your sister, no matter what they did. No matter what they did. And if you cannot do that, then be prepared for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to apply the same standard to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him and save us from all that is not pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this Eid and the sacrifice, all those people who did till today and people who are going to be doing today. We ask Allah to accept all these sacrifices. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in the lives of all those people who have come to Him in Hajj, as well as those who are doing the sacrifice in whichever country they are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Muslims from all forms of shurur and all forms of evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Muslims from themselves and from their own nafs, because this is the biggest evil. The biggest evil is our own nafs, right sitting right inside our hearts. We ask Allah to forgive, to save ourselves from ourselves, and to save ourselves from our nufus, and to save ourselves from the wasafis of shaitan. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ